Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I have the privilege of sharing what the Lord has done in my life, and yet the challenge of sharing it in a few minutes. And being a seminary guy and a preacher guy, that, as you know, will be an extreme challenge for me. But I grew up in New Jersey, just outside of Philadelphia, and my family and the people around me considered themselves Christians. They did so based on the fact that they went to church two times out of the year, Christmas and Easter. And they knew about God, and I knew about God, but I didn't know him. There's a difference between knowing about him and truly knowing him. And so that's kind of the situation that I grew up in. I was born into an interesting circumstance. My mother was 17 when she got pregnant with me. And I was raised in a single family home environment. And she worked two to three jobs. And so I was left to do whatever I wanted to do and whenever I wanted to do it. And so you can imagine a Jersey boy having all the freedom in the world. And my life reflected that. At a young age, got into drugs and alcohol, just doing whatever I wanted to do, living a sinful and a wicked lifestyle. It got to the point where my mother got fed up with me and kicked me out of the house at 16. So I bounced around from place to place. And the interesting thing is that I was a godless person in a godless environment. And the Bible aptly described me as dead in my sin. I was separated from God. I had no hope. I was a stranger to him. I was a rebel. I was an enemy. Those are all words that describe those apart from Christ. What amazes me is that God saves anyone, let alone saving me. But he did. 14 years ago, I was sitting at a funeral for one of my very close relatives, somebody that I love very dearly, just a few years older than me, and he had died of a heroin overdose. And I was sitting there contemplating my own mortality, and God brought me face to face with who I was before a holy God. And it was just amazing to see the change that happened. I took a journey 14 years ago, brought me here to California, brought me to this church. It's just amazing to see what God does in a person's life. I look back and I see the power of the cross, the death of Christ, the forgiveness of sins, knowing that I was a sinner and he had died for me. It's fascinating to see and go from one who felt like I had no hope to having hope, going from one who had no peace to being at peace with God, no longer an enemy. No longer an enemy, but a child of God. What an amazing thing salvation is. I look back too and I see the amazing change that has happened, and it excites me for the future change in my life. And the Bible says that those who have faith in Christ become new creatures. Old things have passed. Behold, new things have come. And it's interesting because most people know me as the seminary guy, the guy that does college and missions. And yet to see where God has brought me, where he will continue to bring me. And I love Resurrection Sunday. This is my favorite holiday, even more so than Christmas. I'd rather give gifts on Easter because it shows hope. He is alive. He is risen. And we who believe in him will live with him forever. The Bible says this in Psalm 34:8. It says this, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the one who puts his refuge in him." It's my privilege to share what the Lord has done in me through the power of the cross.